So, I don't know, you know, where you are in your bar exam journey. But if you're listening to me, I want to talk to you about staying committed to what you said you were going to do. When you're studying for the bar exam, like I was today, there are some times when, you know, doing the multiple choice problems back to back to back, you just, the time itself isn't like, doesn't exist in your day. We have to learn how to be productive though. Even when there's no time for you to do problems, you gotta type the law up, read something, go back over problems you got wrong. You have to be productive. And you know, it's okay, you know, to get distracted, but be careful when you're discussing your method and someone else's method. And be careful when you are studying with someone not to try to advise them to do it your way and vice versa. What can happen in this process is when you get closer to the exam, you start questioning whether or not you're doing things the right way, you know, whether someone else has a better grasp on it than you do. You are working just fine. You are moving at the correct pace, and nobody, even the person you're studying with or the person who's, you know, booked every class in your school, has a better grasp on what you need to do than you. So they might have a method that works for them, but this goes back to a podcast that I talked about earlier. No one knows better how you study than you. So it's good that you're studying with people. It's good that you're, you know, reaching outside your normal circle. But do not let that distract you from the fact that you have a study method. Whatever study method works for you, use it. Okay? Just focus on that. You know, you can't compare yourself. You know, and I just read a good, you know, reminder, but I've always known this: comparison is the enemy of your joy. Okay, you should not compare yourself to nobody. Okay, and I mean nobody. And yes, I use the double negative because it's that serious. Okay, nobody, not now one of anybody in your process. It is great. It is great to study with people. But sometimes when you get down to this wire, you know, I've talked about down to the wire and all the other stuff relating to the bar exam. Do not start comparing what you have to do to what someone else has to do. Okay. You're not the same person. God didn't create you the same way. Okay. You don't have a mastery in all things that are study prep. You are not the master of all things. Even if you pass that exam and they don't pass the exam, you did not study superiorly. God just didn't give it to them at that time. Does it mean that you had the better method? Okay. Remind yourself, studying is an individual process, because no one can walk in there and take that test for you. No one but you. So you've got to figure out how to gain and keep your confidence, okay? Just getting to this point, you know, where you're, I'm not sure how many days out we are, but I'll let you guys know in the next podcast, where you're this many days out from the bar exam. You know, just getting here, it's a feat in and of itself. And if you've been studying since, you know, beginning of November for the February bar, you've really put time and energy in. So don't discount that now by questioning yourself and your method, okay? How you memorize things and how the person you're studying with memorizes things is entirely different. But y'all can meet up at the end, okay? Y'all can meet up when y'all are grilling each other on the law, okay? You want to. But for real, I have learned the best time or best people to grill you on those flashcards that you might make for yourself is a person who has no idea what you're talking about. Because if you can explain it to them, you can explain it to the bar examiner. Yes, it would be nice for them to learn the terms of art that you're about to put in there, but just be able to explain it and articulate it so you don't overwrite in your exam, so you don't overthink certain parts of your exam. You know, focus on what you can get better on and improve on. If you're in this session of I'm trying to take it again, or if you're in this session I'm taking it for the first time, you're focusing on making sure that you improve your writing to the highest level of clarity that you can, and your multiple choice decision making skills to the highest level that you can. Do not compare yourself. Do not focus on anybody else's progress but yours. It's okay to talk about it, but I'm going to end with this. Do not compare yourself. You are amazing.